And you know, I was standing down in the basement there doing this seminar in a place like this, but there was fewer people. And at the back of the room, there was this beautiful, magnificent glass window. And as you looked through it, you could see the magnificence of the mountains. And all along the top of the mountains, you could see the beautiful snow-capped tops and the peaks. And the sun was just bouncing right off the top of those mountains. And I made an analogy quickly. I said, isn't it interesting that the only reason we can appreciate the magnificence of that mountain is because it is sitting in what is called a valley. Now, folks, everybody here today has the ability to do just one of three things. You have the ability to take anything that you're going to hear. I mean, as you sit there, you can take and gather all this information and you can completely reject it. You can do that. Or you can take all the information and you can neglect it. And that's what a lot of people do. They get it and they neglect it. Or you can take the information and you can accept it. Now, I'm going to make a suggestion to all of you. I want you to just sit there and really think about this. Don't accept what you hear. Don't reject what you hear. And please, don't neglect what you hear. But you know, folks, only a fool would not take an idea, examine that idea, kick that idea around to see if it will change, see if it will alter, or see if it will improve the end result for a happier, healthier, more productive life. Now, I've always felt that, and I guess I've learned this over a number of years, that the biggest task that I have almost every day of my life is that I have to take an idea that I have and communicate that idea to another individual in a way that will enrich their life. And you could say that that's not the easiest thing in the world to do, but you know, it is simple. And I guess the best story that illustrates this goes something like this. There was a professor one time showed up at a university like this one, and he walked in the back door and all his colleagues grabbed him. He was at a convention. And they said, "Doctor, are we ever glad you're here?" He said, "Well, what's going on?" He said, "Well, there's 500 people here and the guest speaker hasn't shown up." He said, "And you've been announced as the guest speaker." "Oh, now, hold on a minute." He said, "I'm not one to go out there and give a talk upon all my colleagues." But he said, "What's the subject?" He said, "That's the thing, you see. You're the only one that showed up without your spouse. That's why you're giving the talk." "Well," he said, "what is it?" He said, "The subject's on sex." "Oh, no, not me. I'm not going up there in front of all those people who know me." Now, just then his name was announced, and up he went. He got up and he stood behind that lectern there and he just gave a 40-minute performance and just knocked your socks up. And after it was all over, got a standing ovation, away he went home, felt pretty good. He said, "I should get on the circuit here." I know a lot of people like that. And he walked in the door and his wife Martha greeted him there with a big hug and a kiss. And she said, "Well, dear, how'd the convention go?" He said, "Well, dear, as a matter of fact, it was great. I was the guest speaker." He said, "Dear, you don't know anything about speaking." "I knew that. They didn't know that. Went along great." He said, "Well, dear, what'd you talk about?" Now, he's not a dumb guy, right? He said, "Honey," he said, "I'll be up all night if I tell her." "Oh," he said, "honey, I talked about sailing." "George, you don't know anything about sailing." "Well, I knew that, and they didn't know that. And they seemed to like it." Well, off they went to bed. Now, the next day, Martha's out doing the shopping. And so were all the girls that were at the convention. Now, just to show you how two people are talking about who they think they're talking about the same thing, but in reality, they're not. They only think they are, but they have two different ideas. And they all spotted Martha, and they ran over and they said, "Martha, we didn't know Charlie was such an authority on the subject." "Oh," she said, "girls, he isn't really the old fool. He only did it twice." And you know what? The first time, his hat fell off, and the second time, he fell over the side. Now, there were two people who thought they were talking about the same thing. Well, the idea that we're working with here today is to take an idea we have